And now may I speak in the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Sunday readings, as you know, follow a three-year pattern, all set out in this book here. We follow one of the Gospels each year, and this year it is Luke. And the other two readings are then supposed to relate to the Gospel reading. I say supposed because when I read through the three readings for today, I scratched my head and tried to figure out what was the link between them. The reading from Genesis with the creation of Adam and Eve actually prepares us very nicely for next Sunday, when our theme, as you have heard already, is celebrating marriage. As it says in that passage, therefore a man leaves his father and mother and clings to his wife, and they become one flesh. As to the readings from Revelation and Luke, there is a contrast rather than a connection. In Revelation, there is this wonderful picture of God seated in majesty, a vision of heaven. Whereas in the passage from Luke, Jesus is asleep while the storm rages around the disciples, threatening to sink the boat. Now, a boat is often used as a symbol for the church. And perhaps this incident got into St. Luke's Gospel, and indeed it's in the other ones as well. Perhaps it got there because this is how people in the early church felt, like disciples in a sinking boat. Here they were, facing hostility from the Jews as they separated themselves from the synagogue to form a separate and new religious grouping. They were being persecuted by the Roman authorities and being generally of low social status. They probably had a hard time of it in their private lives as well. And what was God doing about all this? Nothing. That's what it looked like. Nothing. So where was he? Was he asleep, perhaps? People have asked that question before. Psalm 44, for example, says, "Why are you sleeping, O Lord? Wake up! Why have you forgotten our affliction and oppression?" It is a question we hear today as well. Where is God? Why doesn't he listen? Is he deaf or asleep or what? People ask this when illness strikes. And a lot of people were saying similar things again after the earthquake in Haiti. If we think once more of the boat as a symbol of the church, then the question becomes even sharper and more urgent. These are God's people who are suffering. So why doesn't he do something about it? Why do bad things happen to good people? The fact that bad things do happen to good people shows that God does not have special favorites. After all, going back to the Adam and Eve story, We are all God's children. And if he intervened to stop bad things happening to only a few favorite people, then he would be some sort of a monster, not the God and Father of all, who has revealed himself in Jesus Christ. Again, the picture of the disciples in the boat, the church, being battered by the waves, shows us that suffering in this life is not a punishment from God. I know that some American televangelists have been saying that God sent the earthquake to punish the people of Haiti for practicing voodoo. But no. What sort of a God are these people preaching, for heaven's sake? So what then is God up to when bad things happen? Is he asleep and doesn't notice? Where is your faith? Jesus asked the panicking disciples. Our faith is in God, who brings good out of evil. In the case of Haiti, we see people's generous response, as indeed we do every time these disasters strike. Perhaps too, the earthquake has highlighted Haiti's long-term, deep-rooted problems, and the international community will at last help to tackle some of these issues. In our own personal sorrows and tragedies, it is the little things people say or do that make all the difference. Sometimes, when we look back, what seemed like a disaster turns out to be the proverbial blessing in disguise. Hindsight is a wonderful thing. But the fact is, we don't see the whole picture most of the time. Only God does that. If we truly believe that, then we can have faith and accept that God knows what he is doing. After all, at the center of our faith is a cross. At the time, everyone said, it was a defeat, a disaster. But do we say that now? And jagged, broken bread received at the altar. That is Jesus' rebuke to the forces of chaos and darkness and evil. God does sit in majesty. He is in control and knows what he is about. Only have faith. Amen.